Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 23, Number 3, Summer 2023. Holiday Closings. July 4th, Independence Day. September 4th, Labor Day. Congratulations, Sheila Coleman. The head of the Talking Books and Braille Library, Sheila Coleman, was honored to receive an award at the most recent LCB convention. The Louisiana Council of the Blind Service and Dedication Award, outside of LCB, is presented to a person, organization, or agency that has dedicated their time, service, effort, and energy for the betterment of the Louisiana Council of the Blind statewide. Mrs. Leola Campbell is the current LCB president. New title for Book Talks Discussion Group. Our Book Talks Summer Book Selection will be DB103191, People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Travel writer Poppy and her friend Alex could not be more different, but they bonded on a road trip home from college and afterwards took annual vacations together. Unfortunately, their last vacation ruined everything between them. 2 years later, Poppy talks Alex into one more trip together. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelicanlibla.us/mailmain/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account. By entering your name, make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Dinner in the Dark. The nonprofit organization Blind Grace will host Dining in the Dark on October 7, 2023, at the Marriott in Baton Rouge. Dining in the Dark is a unique dining experience where guests enjoy a meal in a completely dark room. The concept of this experience is to have guests immerse themselves in an environment in which they rely solely on their other senses, especially taste and smell, to savor the meal. This experience involves a set menu where dishes are presented without any visual stimulus, and guests are challenged to identify the flavors and textures of each dish. This event will be followed by a silent auction to benefit the visually impaired community of Louisiana. Registration will open July 1st for this special dining experience. Contact Blanche Falk at 337-298-4616 or email blanchefalk@blindgrace.net. For more information, NLS launches listserv for patrons. Want to learn how to make the most of the services NLS provides? The NLS Patron Engagement section now hosts an announcement-only listserv that will include information and updates about NLS programs, services, and products that might be of interest to patrons. New posts will be added to the list a few times a week. If you are interested in signing up for this listserv, please send your name and email address to the Patron Engagement section at nlspes@loc.gov. you will be able to unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. Summer 2023 Book Recommendations by Sneha Padumain. DB108995, Miss Delectable by Grace Burroughs. Miss Anne Pearson has spent years learning the difficult art of the professional cook and jealously guarding her position in the kitchen of the fancy Coventry Club, when Colonel Sir Orion Goddard asked her to take on a young apprentice. Anne would rather refuse, but Orion is respectful, gruffly charming, and looking out for a girl whom others have neglected, and that is a combination Anne cannot resist. Lingering scandal has taught Orion to make his way with allies or entanglements along the fringes of polite society. Then he meets Anne, who is fierce, passionate, and warm-hearted, and also worth fighting for. If Orion and Anne are to forge a new love, they must first learn to trust each other and find the courage to overcome old enemies who will do anything to keep the cook and colonel apart. DB102756, True Believer, The Rise and Fall of Stan Lee by Abraham Reisman. A journalist chronicles the life of Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee, who is credited with creating characters core to the comics canon, such as Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, and the Avengers. While honoring his creative achievements, it also dispels myths surrounding Lee. DB108713, Flying Solo by Linda Holmes. Smarting from her recently canceled wedding and about to turn 40, Lori Sasselin returns to her main hometown of Calcasette to handle the estate of her great-aunt Dot, a spirited adventurer who lived to be 93. Alongside boxes of Polaroids and pottery, a mysterious wooden duck shows up at the bottom of a cedar chest. Lori's curiosity is piqued, especially after she finds a love letter to the never-married Dot that ends with the line, "And anyway, if you're ever desperate, there are always ducks, darling." Lori is told that the duck has no financial value, but after it disappears under suspicious circumstances, she feels compelled to figure out why anyone would steal a wooden duck, and why Dot kept it hidden away in the first place. Suddenly, Lori finds herself swept up in a righteous caper that has her negotiating with antique dealers and con artists, going on after-hours dates at the local library, and reconnecting with her oldest friend and her first love. Desperate to uncover her great-aunt's secrets, Lori must reckon with her own past and her future, and ultimately embrace her own vision of flying solo. DB108988, Wired Differently, 30 Neurodivergent People You Should Know by Joe Wells. This collection of illustrated portraits celebrates the lives of influential neurodivergent figures who have achieved amazing things in recent times. Showcasing these 30 incredible people, the reader sees that the things they've achieved, created, and inspired were because they are different, not despite their differences. From politicians, activists, and journalists to YouTubers, DJs, and poets, this book highlights a wide range of exciting career paths for neurodivergent readers. DB109445, Daughter of the Moon Goddess by Su Lin Tan. Growing up on the moon, Xing Yin is accustomed to solitude, unaware that she is being hidden from the feared celestial emperor who exiled her mother for stealing his elixir of immortality. But when Xing Yin's magic flares and her existence is discovered, she is forced to flee her home, leaving her mother behind. Alone, powerless, and afraid, she makes her way to the celestial kingdom, a land of wonder and secrets. Disguising her identity, she seizes an opportunity to learn alongside the emperor's son, mastering archery and magic, even as passion flames between her and the prince. To save her mother, Xing Yin embarks on a perilous quest, confronting legendary creatures and vicious enemies. But when treachery looms and forbidden magic threatens the kingdom, she must challenge the ruthless celestial emperor for her dream, striking a dangerous bargain in which she is torn between losing all she loves or plunging the realm into chaos. DB 108967, Treasures of the Mexican Table, Classic Recipes, Local Secrets, by Patty Hinich. Although many of us can rattle off our favorite authentic Mexican dishes, we might be hard-pressed to name more than 10. This is preposterous given that Mexico has a rich culinary history stretching back thousands of years. For the last decade, Patty Hinich has sought out the culinary treasures of her home country, from birria to salsa macha to caillotas to carne asada. Many of these dishes are local specialties, heirlooms passed down through generations unknown outside of their original regions. Each recipe is a classic. Each one comes with a story told in Patty's warm, relatable style. And each has been tested in Patty's American kitchen to ensure it is the best of its kind. Together, these essential recipes paint a vivid picture of the richness of Mexico. DB 98494, Country Strong, by Linda Lael Miller. Montana rancher Cord Hollister is shaken when a girl arrives in Painted Pony Creek who looks like Reba, the woman who broke his teenage heart. Even though Shally Fletcher had an unrequited crush on Cord in school, she still seeks his help, starting a therapeutic writing program for kids. DB 109302, Alley's Well That Ends Well, Tales of Desperation and a Little Inspiration, by Allie Wentworth. New York Times author Allie Wentworth offers a comedic look at family friendship and lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic in her new collection of Laugh Out Loud comic vignettes. Like many, Allie Wentworth spent the pandemic seesawing between highs, lows, and baking an unnecessary amount of chocolate cake. Between binging every TV show in existence to conquering TikTok to becoming a semi-empty nester, Allie experienced her share of turmoil, including an early case of COVID. But she also grew a little, learned a lot, and found comfort in some unexpected people and places. DB 108193, River Kings, A New History of the Vikings, From Scandinavia to the Silk Roads, by Kat Jarman. Following an epic story of the Viking Age that traces the historical trail of an ancient piece of jewelry found in a Viking grave in England to its origins thousands of miles east in India, an acclaimed bioarchaeologist, Katrine Jarman, has used cutting-edge forensic techniques to spark her investigation into the history of the Vikings who came to rest in British soil. DB 109499, The Daughter of Dr. Moreau, by Silvia Moreno Garcia. From the best-selling author of Mexican Gothic, a dreamy reimagining of the island of Dr. Moreau against the backdrop of 19th century Mexico. Carlotta Moreau, a young woman growing up on a distant and luxuriant estate, safe from the conflict and strife of the Yucatan Peninsula, the only daughter of a researcher who is either a genius or a madman. Montgomery Lofton, a melancholic overseer with a tragic past and a propensity for alcohol. An outcast who assists Dr. Moreau with his experiments, which are financed by the Lizaldis, owners of magnificent haciendas and plentiful coffers. The hybrids, the fruits of the doctor's labor, destined to blindly obey their creator and remain in the shadows, a motley group of part human, part animal monstrosities. All of them live in a perfectly balanced and static world, which is jolted by the abrupt arrival of Eduardo Lizaldi, the charming and careless son of Dr. Moreau's patron, who will unwittingly begin a dangerous chain reaction. Carlotta has questions, and in the sweltering heat of the jungle, passions may ignite. Talking Books and Braille Library 2023 Biannual Survey. To help us better serve you, please provide your feedback for this year's survey by calling your reader advisor at 225-342-0035 or toll-free at 1-800-543-4702. Your reader advisor will ask you some brief questions and write down your answers. Alternatively, you could also fill out the survey yourself online by visiting this web address, https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/2023tbbl. Thank you. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Summer Reading 2023. Take time to enjoy your summer with a good book. Our summer reading program is currently underway. Packets for children and teens are going out, but there is still time to sign up. Everyone who participates will receive a grab-and-go summer packet with a welcome folder, reading log, activities, craft ideas, and reading incentives. Just read books or magazines by Thursday, August 31st, and turn in your reading log to receive a free All Together Now t-shirt, reading certificate, and other incentive prizes. Send in your summer reading invitation or contact Charlene Moore at 225-342-9563 or email tbblkids@state.lib.la.us to register. Many thanks to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's summer reading program prizes. From Crib to Crayons. The TBBL Early Literacy Program From Crib to Crayons will start in July. Designed for children ages 0 to 6, bi-monthly literacy packets will be sent throughout the year to children and their parents. Each kit is focused on one of six early literacy skills. For more information, contact the children's librarian, Charlene Moore, at 225-342-9563 or email tbblkids@slol.lib.la.us. This program is made possible through the generous support of the Jones Foundation. Brailing services provided this year through the Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. NLS offers virtual summer reading events. The National Library Service is pleased to announce its first nationwide summer reading program, which will run from Monday, June 26th through Friday, August 11th, 2023. These special virtual events for all ages and hosted by NLS includes a kickoff event with music, author talks, and a story time. Each event will be live streamed and will not be recorded. For more information about registration, contact Charlene Moore at 225-342-9563 or tbblkids@slol.lib.la.us. or contact your reader advisor. Schedule of events. Kickoff event for all ages, Monday, June 26th at 3 p.m. Author talk for adults with Shelby Van Pelt featuring BR024204, DB107924, Remarkably Bright Creatures, Thursday, June 29th at 6 p.m. Storytime and Music for Children featuring Turtle Dance Music, Thursday, July 6th at 6 p.m. Author Talk for Middle Grades with Celia Perez featuring BR024708, DB089161, The First Rule of Punk, Tuesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. Author Talk for Grades K through 5 with Annette Bay Pimentel and Jennifer Keelan Chaffins, featuring BR024705, DB104007, All the Way to the Top, How One Girl's Fight for Americans with Disabilities Changed Everything, Saturday, July 22nd at 12 p.m. Author Talk for Middle Grades with Kwame Alexander, featuring BR024707, DB079528, LP025967, The Crossover, Thursday, July 27th at 6 p.m. Author Talk for Young Adults with Jenny Torres Sanchez featuring DB099474, LP026840, We Are Not From Here, Thursday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. Check out these titles available in Braille. Grades Preschool through Grade 2. BR022790, DB097290, DB097274, Pete the Cat Treasury by Kim Dean. 5 previously published humorous tales featuring Pete the Cat. BR012700, DB049758, Ira Sleeps Over by Bernard Weber. Ira is delighted with his first invitation to spend the night at his friend Reggie's house until his mischievous older sister asks if he is taking along his teddy bear. Grades 2 through 4. BR019340, DB088546, A Brand New Day with Mouse and Mole by Wong Herbert Yee. After moths eat holes in Mole's shirts and pants, Mouse helps him by patching his old clothes in a special way. BR015056, DB058154, Junie B. Jones is Captain Field Day by Barbara Park. Junie B. Jones rallies her team to victory when she is selected as a captain in the kindergarten field day. Grades 4 through 7. BR021131, DB082092, Fuzzy Mud by Lewis Sacker. 2 kids taking a shortcut home from school discover what looks like fuzzy mud, but it is actually a dangerous mutated organism. BR024213, DB096813, LP026842, Dork Diaries by Rachel Renee Russell. Nikki Maxwell writes in her diary about her life at an exclusive new private school. Grades 6 through 9 and Young Adult. BR022120, DB089430, LP026827, Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus by Dusty Bowling. Born without arms, spunky 13-year-old Avon and her friend Connor investigate a mystery involving her family's Stagecoach Pass theme park. BR020579, DB080184, Jessica Darling's It List, The Totally Not Guaranteed Guide to Popularity, Prettiness, and Perfection by Megan McCafferty. 12-year-old Jessica follows her sister's advice on being popular in 7th grade with hilarious and chaotic results. BR020132, DB076877, Far, Far Away by Tom McNeil. Jeremy, who can speak to the ghost of Jacob Grimm, and his friend Ginger encounter a strange set of circumstances, placing them in a dangerous adventure. We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of longtime Jones Foundation board member Grace Moore Scoggin. Grace earned a master's degree in library science from LSU and spent her 28-year career at the State Library of Louisiana. Mrs. Scoggin passed away Sunday, May 28th, with her family by her side. Support the Jones Foundation. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped communities statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's Large Print Collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone Numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbbl.kids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library Services: Audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: Any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. Supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.